I do a lot of health measurements nowadays when everyone wants to know their eating style. This COVID nonsense has caused a lot of change in how people live. One of them is being on the seafood diet, eating anything that looks like food. I myself packed on 20 pounds before I could first slow it down and reverse it. 20 pounds when you are 73 years old is a lot of pounds. By the way, I have less muscles to burn it off. And the other non-beneficial side effect, now I want to eat more than I was eating in peacetime. All working against me. And when you are on a seafood diet, there are other problems as well. Your body is not willing or not able to digest completely what you eat. Why? Mostly because your eyes are hungrier than your body. Especially if your eating style is eating by appetite, your stomach is picky about when to eat and what to eat, you are probably bloat type B, AB, with weak stomach acid. Why? I could guess, but I'll refrain from it. Weak stomach acid. Stomach acid is the magic the body uses to digest proteins. And if the stomach acid is weak, that is not an easy task to digest those proteins. Coca-Cola is a stronger acid than your stomach acid. What? Yeah. True. So what can you do to be well, and digest your essential proteins well enough so they don't cause disease? Did I forget to mention? Improperly digested proteins cause disease. In the colon, in the pancreas, in your skin, because once they leave the stomach, they are now in an environment that is alkaline, and is full of microorganisms that ferment that protein, and then proliferate on it. Bad bacteria. Toxic. No matter how clean one you put in your mouth, if it turns into toxic waste in your intestines, your life expectancy suffers. My guess is that the suddenly peaking pancreas troubles stem from these not completely digested proteins. What clues me in? When I muscle test the food list for these people with pancreas health measure of 1/100th, the food list suggests no animal products, no beans, and sometimes not even any nuts. Our main protein sources. When this is translated to what caused the problem in the first place. Question: it is obvious, to me, that eliminating what caused the trouble is the answer to healing it. If you are not one of my clients, if I haven't muscle tested a food list for you, and you experience bloating, fullness, bad taste in the mouth, occasional nausea, a weakening of your ability to taste and smell your food, there are a few things you can do that are cheaper than hiring me to help you. Methods to increasing your digesting efficiency. 1. Food combining. I won't go into much detail here. The essence is, don't eat, combine, in the same meal proteins and carbohydrates. Leafy vegetables may be okay, spinach, kale, as side dishes for a flesh, fish or fowl meal, but potatoes, bread, beans are out. An even more dangerous combination is to eat anything with fruits. Fruits digest very fast. And when they are digested, they force the stomach to empty its undigested content, and you are screwed. Royally. Interestingly, certain small berries with waxy skin contain enzymes that make digesting proteins better in the stomach if and when the berries are cooked with the meat. Cranberries, loganberries, currants, black grapes, blueberries, juniper berries. Those enzymes soften the fibers of the meat, like meat softener, making it digest faster. Also, the sweet pulp of those berries is small, so they don't force the stomach to empty too fast. But the berries have to cook with the meat. The softening happens during the cooking process. Cranberry sauce as a side dish won't do the trick. In fact, it makes Thanksgiving dinner a health threat for most. 2. Digestive bitters. Digestive bitters are typically plant-based tinctures known for aiding digestion. They are the basis of medicinal tinctures. Also, traditional cuisines will have bitters included in their recipes. What are digestive bitters? Digestive bitters are a combination of medicinal herbs, some with strong bitter flavor. They are used to stimulate the digestive system in preparation for eating, or to soothe and heal various digestive symptoms. Used as a pre-meal appetite awakener, aperitif, or as something you drink after you ate too much, the Hungarian famous Unikum is an after-meal bitter liquor. Vermouth, especially Campari, is an aperitif. The medicinal digestive bitters formulas are used to create digestive wellness and heal digestive symptoms. History of bitters. Throughout history, humans have eaten some plants, like dogs and cats, with very strong bitter and sour flavors. They trigger essential digestive functions, waking up the digestive system. The bitter flavor presents a positive challenge to the body. When we taste the bitter flavor strongly on our tongue, the doorbell of the digestive system, it sends a message to the digestive system. And that message is, prepare for digestion. The body then wakes up, and takes action, releasing saliva from the salivary glands, bile from the liver, hydrochloric acid in the stomach, enzymes in the pancreas, our own digestive chemical factory. Many digestive illnesses are due to a lack of digestive juices. The digestive juices burn up and break down the food. In Chinese and Ayurvedic medical terminology, they are referred to as the digestive fire. When you have good digestive fire, your body easily breaks down, absorbs and eliminates your food. When your digestive fire is weak, you have difficulty coping with the food you eat, causing malabsorption, irregular elimination, GI system inflammation. Good digestive health is a key element to healing any kind of disease, and in gaining/regaining optimal health. The root of health is great digestion. And that's where bitters fit in. They spark and engage the digestive fire. Digestive bitters benefits. Acid reflux, GERD, heartburn. Helps astringent tone the valves and sphincters in the digestive system, preventing both reflux and excessively fast movement of food through the system. Encourages production of hydrochloric acid. Many experts now believe that heartburn is due to the weakness of stomach acid. Gas, bloating, nausea. After incomplete digestion. The high essential oil content of these herbs warms up the digestive fire, decreases tension and relaxes spasms of the gut tissues, thus reduces gas, bloating, and nausea. Regulate appetite. For low appetite, stimulates production of digestive juices, prompting an increase in appetite. For excessive appetite, by taking digestive bitters 10 to 15 minutes before a meal, the body has been prepared for receiving food. Because the digestive juices are ready to go, the digestive process is faster and more efficient, more quickly creating a feeling of satiation and fullness. Sugar cravings. A couple drops of bitters on the tongue can help to dissipate your sugar cravings. Brain fog and mental clarity. Due to the connection between gut and brain function, bitters can help you clear your head, leading to mental clarity and restoring natural, spontaneous creativity. Food allergies. Priming the digestive system helps the body break down food more thoroughly. It also helps start the breakdown of foods earlier in the digestive process. This helps prevent your immune system from overreacting and causing inflammation due to insufficiently broken down food in your small and large intestines. Encourages your own production of stomach acid, bile, pancreatic enzymes. By regularly triggering the release of digestive juices, the body gets in the habit of producing its own digestive chemicals. This reduces the need to rely on pills and supplements. Provide food for beneficial probiotic bacteria. Inulin and dandelion and burdock roots provide prebiotic nutrients that feed beneficial gut bacteria populations. Encourages detoxification of the liver and skin. By calming internal inflammation, bitters benefit the liver, skin, and many other body systems. Should I use digestive bitters? Yes, if you can. Digestive bitters are a safe, gentle and effective way to heal digestive problems and their symptoms, malabsorption, irregular appetite and elimination, sugar cravings, gas, bloating, acid reflux, GERD and heartburn. What bitters do I recommend? You can buy Swedish bitters. They pass my muscle testing. It is my favorite, the Maria Trebbins formula. It has anecdotal evidence, to cure many diseases. I don't know. I know that I've made it for myself for years, and I had the energy to build companies, keep deadlines, until I forgot to use it and fell into a 10-year decline. Here is the recipe. Swedish bitters, the long life elixir. Maria Trebbins authentic Swedish bitters dry mixture. 10 grams wormwood. 5 grams myrrh. 2 grams saffron. 10 grams senna leaves. 10 grams camphor. 10 grams rhubarb roots. 10 grams manna. 10 grams theriac venusian. 5 grams carline thistle roots. 10 grams angelic roots. 10 grams zadoiri roots. Put the herbs into a wide neck 2-liter bottle and add 1.5 liter of 38% to 40% rye or fruit spirit to completely cover the herbs. The bottle is left standing in the sun or near the stove for 14 days and is shaken daily. Then strain and pour the liquid into small bottles, with good closing stopper. Store it in a cool place. It can be kept for many years. The longer it stands, the more effective it becomes. Shake well before use. Alternatively, some of the liquid can be strained into a small bottle and the rest left in the bottle until required. Instead of wormwood powder, aloe or geranium root may be used. Only natural camphor should be used. You can buy Swedish bitters ready in a bottle as well. My preference is making my own. Here are some I muscle tested from Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/gp/bo010a0b6/https://www.amazon.com/gp/bo1d8jones/. 3. Eat only when you have a true appetite. Learn the signs. It's not hunger. Hunger is not a good sign for people with weak stomach acid. Cats eat like that. They smell their food, until the body answers, and they start eating. Humans are stupid. They put the food straight in their mouths and complain about their finicky cats. Okay, what do I have for you here that match this information? Your best bet is to find out your eating style and have your health measured. It is muscle tested, not like the human design calculated from your date of birth. I never actually studied human design enough to say I know what they teach. I was an unhappy client, instead. Their calculation didn't match what my body says. But for sure, I need to eat by appetite, but my stomach acid is so weak, that I can't eat anything with anything that has proteins in it. Okay, here comes the link. Get your eating style measured. And upgrade to health measurements if you choose. Go to https://revibration.com/1/eating-style/.